Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Today, a very special show, a live debate among the three candidates for the two positions for Richland Township Trustee. We have incumbents Rick Farrell and Jim DeNoble, and also challenger Jay Stevens. We also have panelists Karen Fatula, who is our news director here, rivernews.org. Also, Mr. Big Willie, a special guest who appears on our program Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. And you can see the debate on Facebook. We're doing a Facebook live stream. You can certainly hear it by downloading the River Network app and then clicking Big Willie 105.5 or the River Talk Radio Network, which includes 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. So the other two gentlemen have already spoken regarding the roads, and now Jim DeNoble, this is your chance before we get to our next question from Karen. Then I've got a few questions for you guys as well. So Jim DeNoble, one of the incumbents, Richland Township Trustee. Go ahead.
To answer your question again, kind of repeating, but we do, that is on a cycle. The guys, the superintendent keeps track of what roads have what treatments, and the chip seal, 7-8 years, it cycles over. So that's how he takes care of keeping track of what's been done, what needs done. As far as the process goes, we take a hot mix and fix the potholes, and then the grader patching, as I spoke earlier, when our guys put the grader patch down, it's a hot mix, but it's a thin layer. It's not, it would hold up like a pavement. You know, again, we can't afford to pave, but a lot of people, you know, when the guys get done with it, it's pretty impressive how nice the road is, and they're like, "Well, you don't need to do anything." Well, it's not going to stay that way. That's why then the chip seal comes in, and they do that process over top of that. We've got such a good crew. I mean, they really, really do a good job. They keep good track. Now, don't think, you know, sometimes we have a problem with the road. Some roads have, you know, less base under them, so they get moved up in a rotation. Obviously, if we have a bad road, we need to address it. That's the only time it gets out of rotation.
All right. Thank you all. Karen Fatula, news director, you have a follow-up question here?
Yes. I want to touch on some points that you each have brought up. You're talking about the cost of the new building to the residents of Richland Township. Can you clarify how many people live in Richland Township and talk about this being a $41 cost per person? I think Mr. DeNoble brought that up. So can we expand
on
that?
Let's start with Jim, and then we'll get to the other two, Rick and Jay. Go ahead.
Well, first, it was $41 for all the, not individually. That was a total. If you take that ARPA money, I mean, it is tax money. It comes in, it came in from the government. It didn't come from Richland Township.
Was that two sets of money that was received, or was it one?
We got one allotment of money. It was 980-some thousand,
right,
was the total ARPA money. But to clarify that again, we just took the amount of people in the United States. You're talking approximately 343 million people, and you take the 14,500, estimated 14,500 in Richland Township, and just do that math, and that's what it comes down to.
What's the population of Belmont County?
I do not know what the...
Because we looked at 2020 census data, and we could be getting some wrong information. The 2020 census stated that the population of your township was about 9,500.
No. It's about 14,598. And that may include the residents
for Richland Township. That's what we're talking about. Okay,
yes,
good.
For Richland Township.
Let's have Rick respond to that then as well. Is there anything you wanted to add to Karen's question?
And I have one more follow-up question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead.
And tell us about your benefits package and what your pay will be in these roles as township trustees.
Okay, one thing regarding the benefits package, you know, we have 5 road crew and 2 constables. We do our very best to retain, you know, those individuals. They are vital to our operations. You know, we have had challenges, you know, over the last 15 years with competitive wages for people that have CDL licenses. You know, they've many times want to chase, try to make more money, in the different industries. So we have to keep our people the best that we can, because, if we lose them, we lose a lot of experience. And, we do provide a benefits package, the health insurance, and we don't want to, put a, too much burden on them coming, paying for their health insurance. So we've made great efforts to keep those costs to a minimum. When we went from 6 employees down to 5, that was a very difficult decision. But, in order to stay competitive, we increased their wages, so that that they could take home a decent paycheck each month. And so, we had to, we've done that.
All right, Jay Stevens, challenger to the two incumbents here, Rick Farrell and Jim DeNoble. Jay Stevens.
I know where Rick's coming from by saying, these guys are out here looking for a better job to pay more money. But they're having a hard time finding that where you got a Monday through Friday, 7 to 3:30 job, except when the snow's out or the trees, wind's blowing, where they got to go out for some overtime. They understand that. But, the pay isn't there. But if you go to get a job that has decent pay, you're going to be working odd hours, swing shifts, and stuff like that. And, you try to get your best health care, too. But the only thing is now, like in the wintertime, where Rick said they went from 6 employees on the road crew down to 5, each one of them guys had a route, a snow route. Now 5 guys is going to do their route, and then they're going to have to split up to 6 guys' route. That's why I'm campaigning on, too, that if I was lucky to get a position as a township trustee, I would not take health care so we could hire the 6 guy back. And then it would relieve some of the stress on the other guys, because people's going to be complaining. I can't get out my road. Well, it's not the driver's fault. He's trying to keep up with his route and then still have to take care of the other guy's route. So that's where I'm at.
All right. You're listening to a live debate among the three candidates for the two positions for Richland Township Trustee. We have incumbents Rick Farrell and Jim DeNoble, and challenger Jay Stevens. You can see the debate live on Facebook, the Facebook live stream. Just go to Dimitri Vassilaris, my Facebook profile page. Also, the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. You can hear the program, hear the debate, live exclusive debate. We go for the full 2 hours here today. That's all this is. These candidates are the show. We have our panelists, Karen Fatula, who is our news director, and also Mr. Big Willie himself, one of our very special guests on my show Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Download the River Network app and then listen to Big Willie 105.5. Also, the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. I've got a couple questions, if I may. First question is this.
Absolutely.
Jim DeNoble, one of the incumbents, responding to challenger Jay Stevens. Go ahead.
In regards to reducing one employee and avoiding that health care cost, we had six road crew. We went down to 5 road crew, and that's with an understanding. We told them that they would have summer help for mowing, so they were moved back up to 6 people, and that person is making less money, and they are not getting benefits. So we avoided that. In the summertime, as far as those snow routes go, we did the very same thing. We hired a seasonal help. They did not have benefits. When they couldn't show up, we would get behind a wheel. They were never without 6 drivers, unless it snowed really light and they could do their routes quick, then I would not come out. But 2 or 3 different occasions, I went out to plow snow. They've had no problems, and you're welcome to get those fellas on the radio or reach out to them and get their thoughts, with how things, because they were not thrilled with the idea of going down to 5 guys. Oh, I don't know if we can do it. We didn't know if they could do it, and if we were wrong, we would hire that 6th person back, and that's not the case now. We would not. We don't need that sixth person.
Fair enough. Karen, you had a follow-up question. Karen Fatula, news director.
Are your positions paid positions? And if they are, what is your compensation and your benefit package, you individually as trustees?
You want to answer that?
Yes, it is a paid position. It's based on your budget. And I believe we get paid about $14,000 per year to do a township trustee's position. It does offer, the township does offer health care for the individual, as far as a trustee or a fiscal officer. So that that would be included as well. So that's what the pay package is.
What's the salary of your fiscal officer?
I believe he makes a little over 20, maybe 21,000. I don't know the exact amount, but it's in that range.
Okay, great. Couple questions from me. Again, you're listening to a debate among the three candidates for the two positions for Richland Township Trustee. We have all three here in studio. You can see the debate on our Facebook live stream, as well as hear it on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network. Rick Farrell and Jim DeNoble, incumbents, and challenger Jay Stevens. So this would be more for the incumbents. Actually, it's for all three of you. The roughly $1 million. Because of radio, I'm going to round it up because just $1 million just sounds easier. But the roughly or almost $1 million. Was there anything preventing you from spending that money to fix our roads? Who'd like to answer that one?
No. There wasn't nothing preventing us from putting that into the roads. Our budget we currently have, going towards the roads. So, we felt that that would not be a responsible way to put it into roads that would, give you maybe a 10, 20-year period in which we put something where, it's going to serve the residents for the next 60 to 80.
For $1 million, how many miles of roadway could that improve in Richland Township?
I think you could pave just over 2 miles. Is that right? Based on what it costs to pave.
What about chips? What about just upgrades? What about potholes? Do you have a rough estimate on how many miles you can service for $1 million in Richland Township? Any ballpark at all?
Well, our budget for road repairs per year is like $450,000.
So this would have been more than double that to improve the roads. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
If I'm doing the math right.
Yeah. Yep. And, where would the improvements go?
Are your roads that good? Are you saying that your roads in Richland Township are so good you don't need $1 million? You couldn't have used $1 million to make them better. Is that what you're saying, Rick?
I would say that the 70 miles of roads that we have and on our rotation, our roads are in good condition.
Okay, Jim, do you feel the same way?
I agree. They're in very good shape. We have very very few complaints. They do come in. I mean, complaints come in, and we address them.
All right, Jay Stevens.
I did see a few roads down south towards Storrsville, Neff's area that they could have used a lot of attention. I mean, one of them is pretty rough trying to get up the road. It's like a washboard all the time. There should be something, to take care of that problem. But other than that, some of your roads, they're pretty decent where they have fixed them up. But, there's some that could have used addressed.
And your
what roads
saying?
Are those that need addressed?
What's that?
What roads down south need
Boyd's
addressed?
Boyd's Ridge. Down there.
The gravel road going up the hill?
Yes, it is. Okay. And it's real bad.
We would never make that a paved or chip seal road going up that hill. It's very steep and would be very dangerous.
All right, I've got a short break here. We come back. More questions about the building, more questions about the $1 million, more questions about transparency. Did everyone in Richland Township actually know this was what was going to be going on? Live exclusive debate right here.